Two snowboarders found safe and sound after a two-hour search, and ride along with Haines' newest police officer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Haines volunteer search and rescue teams jumped into action on Saturday evening after a pair of alpine enthusiasts got stuck coming down Mount Rapinski. The two snowboarders were found uninjured a couple of hours after the search began. Jess Kaiser-Forrester got the call Saturday around dinnertime and didn't hesitate. Two snowboarders had called into troopers after getting stuck in a gully while making their descent down Rapinski. Kaiser-Forrester and her husband Kevin are avid backcountry travelers, have rope handling and mountaineering experience, and are certified search and rescue volunteers. They joined several others for the search. According to the trooper dispatch, the call for help came in around 5 p.m. The boarders, Patrick Pritchard, 31, and Aaron Kelly, 32, have lived in Haines for a few months. Troopers said Pritchard made the call from his cell phone and said he could see the lights of town a couple miles away, but didn't know their exact location. Kaiser-Forrester said she's hiked and climbed in that area many times and knows how easy it is to get turned around, especially with some new snow and no daylight. The search teams packed sleeping bags and harnesses, everything they might need to be outside for a while.
Given the conditions, you know, it's dark, it's the middle of winter, it's cold for the search teams as well. Like, you want to take precautions that you're not going to put anyone else at risk.
Kaiser-Forrester said seven people joined in the search, donning crampons and snowshoes and looking in the area of Piedad Trail. The search teams were phoning in regular updates to the troopers.
We headed out and started up the Piedad Trail. We're like yelling their names, and we finally got a holler back. And by the time we got to them, they had gotten themselves out of the steep terrain in which they were kind of felt that they were stuck in, and that's why they originally had made the call.
She says one of the boarders told her that they got motivated to climb out of the gully when they started to get cold and the threat of hypothermia loomed. Both made it out unscathed. Haines got nearly a foot of snow in some places on Friday evening, and the temperature hovered in the teens on Saturday.
And I think one of the things that people underestimate about Haines is the micro topography that exists on these ridgelines. Like, we look up Rapinski and we say, oh, you know, we can just hike up there. And you don't, looking from afar down on the road, you don't really see all of the steep gullies and the little cliffs that will get you stuck when you get up there.
With so many backcountry opportunities right in our backyard, Kaiser-Forrester says there is a great need in Haines for more trained search and rescue volunteers. Troopers thanked all involved for the speedy response. Officer Brayton Long is the newest member of the Haines Police Department, but he's no stranger to the Upper Lynn Canal.
Radio traffic for 17.
217.
Long spent his years as a young adult in Haines and most recently worked for the police department in Skagway for 5 years. He knows the area, he says, and a lot of the old-timers. For those who don't know him, he's been introducing himself in an interesting way, by pulling people over. He's not giving many tickets, mind you, but it's still gotten some hackles up around town. Long says he's just doing his job and getting reacquainted with the town.
So as a peace officer, we're trained to adhere to the law and show dignity and respect to other people and keep everything within the realm of the law. So we're just not out arbitrarily writing tickets to punish people. And I think that's a mental mindset that people have in any community, is like, they're just out to get me. And that's not my mindset. My mindset is to keep the community safe.
He says he treats people the way he wants to be treated. It's a Monday afternoon in Haines. There's plenty of fresh snow on the ground, and people are out and about. We cruise down Main Street, out the highway, down Mud Bay Road, and toward the ferry terminal. Everybody waves.
Part of our job is making these stops, and that's where you could potentially make or break your relationship with people and the community in general.
Long says he's happy to be back and figures he's in it for the long haul. He's got family and friends in Haines.
My mother-in-law's here. She's been here forever. Used to have Jackson's store down across the street on 2nd. And Tom Jackson is my father-in-law, who's passed away now, but he had the outboard marine store. So there's a lot of family connections here, a lot of people that I know. And my personal family's here, my daughter and her kids. So yeah, we'll be here for a long time.
There's not much for police action on this day. He drives by a line of cars parked on a side street and turns around.
So here's a situation that this car right here this red one, is probably parked too close to the stop sign. But what's prudent and practical? Should I go write them a ticket? Well, no, because they're parked out of the way so these guys can plow snow. And they're all lined up here. So maybe an officer from down in the lower 48 would be like, oh, there, you know, there's a citation I could write, you know? And then, you know, what does that do? It just creates more problems in the community.
The police force is a little skinny right now. Sergeant Josh Dryden is filling in as acting chief and says they have one very interested, qualified person on the hook. They are still, quote, actively and aggressively looking for new officers.
No, I'm very confident in Sergeant Dryden. And I really appreciate his experience and how he operates. So I'm confident in the department and being able to continue to do their job. And so basically, no, I'm not worried at all.
Meanwhile, as Long pilots his SUV around the town site, he says he's working hard to foster strong community ties and gain people's trust. He patrols in between bouts of paperwork and investigations, but it's become more than just checking for broken taillights and speeders. He says he'll often take a lap around town just as people are settling in for the night to check for signs of things like chimney fires or unusual activity. Before settling down as a police officer in the Upper Lynn Canal, Long worked for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office in California. He's also tried his hand at other professions, including construction and logging.
Well, being a peace officer and being involved in contacting people that are in these potentially contentious situations where they violated a state law or borough code, which is in fact reflects state law, I've learned over the course of time to about myself. And how, what can I bring to this situation and keep myself apart from it so I don't get drawn into it emotionally? I guess problem solving would be the best way to describe it.
Long came on board at the Haines PD at an interesting time. An audit of the department this summer noted a myriad of shortcomings. Several of them were rectified by former interim police chief Robert Griffiths, but Griffiths departed Haines last month.
To me, it's a challenge, and it's a positive challenge. To actually be part of community service. Some people get run for mayor, some people run for political office. But in this case, for me, it's a chance that I can actually be involved with the community and try to help bring about some type of stability through my contacts, just through me personally.
We were only cruising around for about an hour, and Long didn't stop anyone. He says he's aware that cops make people nervous, even when they're not doing anything wrong, so he's trying to alleviate that worry by being fair and friendly. Long says being a small-town cop means being the guy who gets to help people.
So it really is about trying to do the best you can and provide safety for the community.
8-4.
10-4.
The Haynesboro Assembly is gathering for a special meeting, which started at 6 o'clock this evening. And while the resolutions are limited to 3, the agenda is robust. First up, the Assembly will vote on a resolution authorizing the borough manager to enter into a contract with Thomas Inc. for $45,000. Thomas Inc. is former legislator Bill Thomas, and the contract is to provide lobbying services in Juneau on behalf of the borough. The cost of $45,000 does not include expenses. The borough put out calls for proposals earlier this month and got only 2. Thomas was one, and the other was a professional lobbying firm called Denali Daniels & Associates. The submitted budget was significantly higher than Thomas's at $71,000, and in an unfortunate oversight, a photo of Skagway adorned the cover of the firm's packet. The question on whether to hire a lobbyist at all has been hotly contested. In a letter to the borough on December 11th, Haines residents Gershon Cohen and Brenda Josephson urged the borough not to. With Alaska's current financial state, they said the chances of the borough getting much, if any, money for capital projects is slim. They suggested sending a well-prepared small group of local residents to Juneau if and when the time to rally for money presents itself. They finished the letter by saying that, quote, spending $45,000 on a lobbyist in this political and fiscal climate will be remembered as yet another costly, unproductive expense, end quote. Next on the special agenda is a resolution authorizing another contract. This one is for an executive search firm to find the borough's next permanent borough manager and police chief. The cost for that is $27,000 plus expenses, not to exceed $10,000. And lastly, the assembly will decide whether to go into executive session to discuss the details of interim manager Brad Ryan's contract. Public comments will be heard at the beginning and the end of the meeting. Again, that meeting is happening now in assembly chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.